The B.1.1.529 variant, which has been described by scientists as very contagious and capable of multiple mutations, comes as COVID-19 daily infection figures in South Africa have risen sharply in the last 10 days. The country's economy already is struggling to reboot, with a record 11 million people jobless, and economic expert Peggy Mahlobo told VOA that a hard lockdown could leave it on its knees.
South African economy cannot afford another lockdown. And if you recall, in July, one of the major issues that led to the July riots was the increase in poverty levels, largely coming off lockdowns of last year.
Tourism was hit particularly hard. Beaches, restaurants, game parks and hotels have been hoping to make it big during the festive season. Regulations restricting visits to these places could force many businesses to shut their doors for good. The new variant could also have devastating effects in a country where COVID fatigue and vaccine hesitancy are big challenges. Zamampondo Mkalipi, a young student in Johannesburg, told VOA that any restrictions taking away freedoms that only recently were restored is not welcome.
Now that life is sort of normal, the exciting things that I'm doing is hanging with my family, traveling, having brides and everything.
With more than 50% of the population still not vaccinated, Health Minister Joe Phahla made this call during a media briefing announcing the new variant.
Avoiding crowds, making sure that the social distancing, wearing of masks, the washing of hands and sanitizing. We also have the additional tool, which is the vaccination.
South Africa remains the worst COVID-affected country in Africa, with nearly 3 million infections and close to 90,000 deaths. With scientists admitting that they still have a lot to learn about the new variant, B.1.1.529, a harder lockdown remains one of the few options on the government's table, no matter how unpopular or painful. Tuso Kumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.